Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe an Online Course and Its Impact. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've noticed that questions about online learning experiences have become increasingly common in recent years. With the rise of digital education, it's crucial for test takers to be prepared to discuss this topic effectively. In this article, we'll explore how to tackle the question, describe an online course you took and what you learned from it, in your IELTS speaking test, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to online learning. Here are some common questions and sample answers. Q. Have you ever taken an online course? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I have. Last year, I took an online course in digital marketing. It was quite interesting and convenient. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. In fact, I've taken several online courses over the past few years. The most recent one was an in-depth course on data analytics, which I found to be both challenging and incredibly rewarding. Q. Do you think online courses are effective? Band 6-7. Answer. I think they can be effective. They allow you to learn at your own pace and from the comfort of your home. Band 8-9. Answer. In my experience, online courses can be remarkably effective when designed well. They offer unparalleled flexibility and often incorporate interactive elements that enhance learning. However, their effectiveness largely depends on the learner's self-discipline and the course's structure. Part 2, Long Term. In Part 2, you may be asked to describe an online course you've taken. Here's a sample cue card. Describe an online course you took and what you learned from it. You should say, what the course was about, why you decided to take this course, how long the course lasted, and explain what you learned from this course. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about an enlightening online course I took last year on sustainable urban planning. This course was offered by a prestigious international university through a popular online learning platform. I decided to take this course because I've always been passionate about environmental issues and urban development. As someone working in city administration, I felt it was crucial to stay abreast of the latest trends and innovations in creating sustainable urban spaces. The course lasted for 8 intensive weeks, with each week focusing on a different aspect of sustainable urban planning. It was structured meticulously with video lectures, readings, interactive quizzes, and a final project. What I learned from this course was truly eye-opening. I gained in-depth knowledge about green building techniques, efficient public transportation systems, and innovative waste management solutions. One of the most fascinating aspects was learning about smart city technologies and how they can be integrated into urban planning to reduce energy consumption and improve quality of life. Perhaps the most valuable takeaway was understanding the holistic approach needed in sustainable urban planning. It's not just about implementing green technologies, but also about fostering community engagement and creating inclusive spaces that cater to diverse populations. This course has profoundly impacted my work, enabling me to contribute more meaningfully to urban development projects in my city. It's also sparked a desire to further my studies in this field, possibly through a master's degree in the future. Follow-up questions. How did you manage your time during the course? Were there any challenges you faced while taking the online course? Band 6-7 answer. I created a schedule to study regularly. The main challenge was staying motivated without face-to-face interactions. Band 8-9 answer. To manage my time effectively, I developed a rigorous study schedule, allocating specific hours each day for coursework. I also utilized productivity techniques like the Pomodoro method to maintain focus. The primary challenge I encountered was adapting to the self-paced nature of online learning. To overcome this, I set personal deadlines and actively participated in online forums to create a sense of accountability and community. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. How do you think online education will impact traditional universities in the future? Band 6-7 answer. I think online education will become more popular. Traditional universities might need to offer more online options to stay competitive. Band-Aid 9 answer. The proliferation of online education is likely to have a profound impact on traditional universities. We're already seeing a paradigm shift towards blended learning models, where institutions offer a mix of in-person and online courses. This trend is likely to accelerate, with universities needing to adapt their curricula and teaching methodologies to remain relevant. However, I don't believe online education will completely replace traditional universities. There's immense value in the face-to-face interactions, networking opportunities, and hands-on experiences that physical campuses provide. Instead, we might see a hybridization of education where online and offline elements are seamlessly integrated to offer students the best of both worlds. Q. What are the potential drawbacks of relying too heavily on online learning? Band 6-7 answer. Some drawbacks could be less social interaction and the need for self-discipline. It might also be harder to stay motivated without in-person classes. Band 8-9 answer. While online learning offers numerous benefits, over-reliance on this mode of education could lead to several potential pitfalls. Firstly, there's the risk of social isolation and a lack of face-to-face interaction, which are crucial for developing interpersonal skills and emotional intelligence. Additionally, online learning often requires a high degree of self-motivation and discipline, which not all students may possess. This could lead to increased dropout rates or suboptimal learning outcomes for some individuals. Another concern is the digital divide. Relying heavily on online learning could exacerbate educational inequalities, as not everyone has equal access to the necessary technology or a conducive learning environment at home. Lastly, certain fields of study, particularly those requiring hands-on practical experience like medicine or engineering, may suffer if practical training is replaced entirely by online simulations. To mitigate these drawbacks, it's crucial to strike a balance between online and traditional learning methods, ensuring that the benefits of both are leveraged to create a comprehensive and inclusive educational experience. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your IELTS speaking score, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Paradigm shift. Paradigm shift, noun. A fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example. The rise of online education represents a paradigm shift in how we approach learning. Proliferation. Can noun. Rapid increase in number or amount. Example. The proliferation of online courses has made education more accessible than ever before. Hybridization. Hybridization, noun. The process of combining different elements. Example. We're witnessing a hybridization of education, blending online and traditional learning methods. Exacerbate. Bait. Verb. To make a problem or bad situation worse. Example. Over-reliance on online learning could exacerbate the digital divide in education. Holistic approach, phrase, considering all parts of something as interconnected. Example, the course emphasized a holistic approach to urban planning, considering environmental, social, and economic factors. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing online courses, be specific. Provide concrete details about the course you took, including its content, duration, and the platform used. Highlight personal growth. Explain how the course impacted your knowledge, skills, or career prospects. Use advanced vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated terms related to education and technology. Show critical thinking. Discuss both advantages and potential drawbacks of online learning. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery with minimal hesitation, using linking words to connect your ideas. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about online courses in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to practice regularly and speak confidently about your experiences. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our article on how to describe a time when you had to learn something new for work. This will help you further enhance your ability to discuss learning experiences in a professional context.